Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We're on Juz 14, and today's verse is from Surah Nahl, ayah 18. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try and count Allah's blessings or favours, you would not be able to number them. It's hard to know where to start with this one. If we're told to think about Allah's favours on us, how can we know where to start? Literally, we cannot count them. And that's just for the ones we know. Then there's all Allah's favours on us that we don't even realise, or that science itself is just discovering. Allah asks us to make gratitude our attitude. And actually, that's for our benefit, not His. Science shows that taking time to think about the positive things in our life actually benefits us in all sorts of ways, from making us feel happier to positively affecting our physical health. In the ayat before this passage, Allah outlines some of His favours on us. He sends down water from the sky which grows crops. He put to work the seas, oceans and rivers for us. He put to work the sun and the moon for us, and the night and the day, and gave us all that we demanded or needed from Him for survival. Then Allah says, "Were you to count my favours, you would not be able to number them." In Hadith al-Qudsi, which is words from Allah revealed to the Holy Prophet that are not in the Quran, Allah says, "I have created everything for you, but I have created you for me." So how are we to show gratitude? To try and use what Allah has given us in a way that is pleasing to Him. One of the favours of Allah on us is this month of Ramadan. How can we show gratitude for this month and use it to become closer to Allah? A thought-provoking passage to remind us to shift our attitude to gratitude and think about how we are to use these blessings that Allah has given us. Let's pick out a keyword to help us remember and record this short passage. Ni'mah, meaning blessings or favours. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little person trying to count the blessings and not doing a very good job at it. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe it can remind us to put time aside, perhaps each morning or night, to remember at least three things that we're grateful for from our day, and to thank Allah for them. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keyword and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.